Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, a new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. There's a live look at Clover Park in sunny Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of this afternoon's Florida State League game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Daytona Tortugas, who are the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Today we have the sixth and final game of a six-game series for you with first pitch coming up at 12:10 under sunny skies. Do not expect any rain issues this afternoon as the Mets try to win their second consecutive home series. Mets big winners last night, 8-2. They pounded out four home runs, including three in the fifth inning to take a 3-2 series lead in this six-game set. Welcome to the broadcast with everybody. Adam McDonald alongside John DeStefano. And John, Mets, that was a big bounce-back effort for them last night after they lost the lead of three runs in the ninth inning on Friday. They definitely turned on the Jets yesterday with that 8-2 victory.
Yeah, they certainly did. And now the message going forward needs to be finishing the job. They've gained control of this series on the back of some great play, but this is certainly not the time to get complacent. One of the nice things for the Mets and the unique thing about playing in the FSL is that sometimes you get a chance to run back the pitching matchup from the first game, and that's exactly what we'll do here today. And that bodes very well for the Mets because last time out on June 6th, they plated six runs, but don't forget, they almost got caught in that game late. They only won by one, so the message has to be finish the job, finish plays, and they might get out of here with a series win.
Mets have been doing very well at the end of series lately as they have won five consecutive weekend games here at Clover Park. So that is what they will try to extend on today. Once again, first pitch coming up at 12:10. We'll take a quick break here on the Bally Live pregame show. When we come back to Clover Park, we'll have a look around the Florida State League and a viewing of this afternoon's pitching matchup. That's next on the pregame show.
The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
One last plate meeting for Gilbert and Julio, the two managers for these teams who used to play for their respective teams. Umpires today include Justin Hopkins calling balls and strikes. He did not have a great game calling balls and strikes on Friday. A lot of challenges won by the players. Connor Kroll is the base umpire. As for a look around the Florida State League, Palm Beach has a two-game lead over Jupiter in the East Division. Those two teams playing right now, just underway. Boy, what a huge game that is, as Palm Beach with the win can go up three games with nine to play. Jupiter can get it down to one with a victory. Mets and Tortugas have been eliminated for quite some time. Mets, though, at 19-36, have won 11 of their last 18 games. Over in the West Division, it's a wrap, folks. Clearwater did it. They won over Fort Myers last night to clinch the West. Everybody else eliminated is playing for the second-best record now. Bradenton, Fort Myers, Dunedin, Tampa, and Lakeland. Don't look now, but Lakeland only a game and a half better than the Mets, as the Mets try to track down the Flying Tigers and maybe the Tortugas, maybe slip into eighth place out of 10 teams by the end of the first half. Other games around the Florida State League and the Mets organization today include that Palm Beach and Jupiter game just underway. Clearwater at Fort Myers at noon as well. Clearwater leads that series 4-1. Bradenton hosting Dunedin at noon. 3-2 Bradenton in that series. And Tampa goes for the road sweep at Lakeland. That's a 1 o'clock start. In the Mets organization, Greenville at Brooklyn in high A action. That's a 2 o'clock start. Binghamton at Reading, 5:15 start there. Yikes. Lehigh Valley at Syracuse. That's at 1 o'clock. And then the Mets trying to win a series on the road in Pittsburgh. First pitch from PNC Park at 1:35. Pitching matchup for today's Mets and Tortugas game features a rematch of the opener, which was won 6-5 by the Mets. Felipe De La Cruz, he actually came in behind Steven Ridings in that game, so that was the scheduled pitching matchup, and that's what it was for a long time in the game. We expect De La Cruz to go the first inning and then turn it over to Jawilme Ramirez. De La Cruz, 5 2/3, only one earned run, got the win on Tuesday. McIlvain, drafted out of Vanderbilt last year, has had a good season, the 3.05 ERA. He's had some success against the Mets as well, but the Mets tagged him for 6 hits and 4 runs in 5 innings on Tuesday and handed him his 3rd loss of the season. De La Cruz and McIlvain, your starting pitching matchup for at least 1 inning. There goes Felipe De La Cruz taking the field as the Mets and Tortugas get set to battle one last time this week. Mets going for the series victory. Daytona trying to get out of town with a 3-3 split. National anthem is upon us for that. We toss it over to public address announcer Paulie Briggs. And it's go time one last time in this season series, 6-game series for the Mets and Tortugas, the 15th of their 27 scheduled games this season. Daytona still leads the overall season series 10-4. See a light breeze blowing out to left field today as Felipe De La Cruz takes the ball for the Mets as the opener today. De La Cruz, a 22-year-old from Yamasa, in the Dominican Republic. He was signed by the Mets as an international free agent in 2021. This will be his 11th game and his 10th start. He has struck out 50 in 48 innings, a 2-4 record and a 4.50 ERA. The defense behind De La Cruz features Jose Hernandez doing the catching. On the infield, Reimer at first, Tillian at third. The middle infielders, Jet Williams and Kevin Villavicencio. In the outfield, McIntosh, Lara, and Martinez. Lara, who played second yesterday, in the outfield today, and Martinez, who played first base yesterday, in the outfield as well. So a change up there for Gilbert Gomez's defensive lineup. The lineup for the Tortugas features a change at the top. No Hector Rodriguez. Thank you, Julio Murillo, for sitting him for a game. Carlos Jorge moves to the top spot. Sal Stewart bats second. Kate Hunter third. He had that three-run homer to spark Daytona on Friday. Cam Collier, the first-round draft pick by the Reds, hits cleanup. Almonte, Ascanio, Pino, Confidant, and Triana round out the order. It's once again a heavy lefty lineup for Daytona, with six of the nine batting left-handed. And we're ready for baseball. Justin Hopkins signals for the first pitch. Here it comes from De La Cruz. It swung on and missed, and we're underway. First pitch at 12:11. It's 91 degrees and sunny at Clover Park this afternoon. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Pitch is up high at 83, a ball and a strike. One last time on Bally Live this week before our two-week hiatus on the road. Appreciate those watching on the app as Jorge swings and misses the fastball. Reminder to join us in the crowd zone. Get your comments in while you can. We'll have some trivia questions posted throughout the game. 1-2 pitch. It's outside. 94. Jorge yesterday went 0-for-4. Had that key strikeout. The bases loaded and one out in the fifth inning while Daytona was only down two. Takes this pitch outside, and it's a full count to start the day. Payoff pitch is swung on and missed. De La Cruz begins the afternoon with the strikeout.
Number 13, third baseman, Sal Stewart.
Looks like the fastball got him on the inner half. Tied him up. One away in the top of the first. And the righty Sal Stewart comes to the plate. And he will take a fastball outside at 94. De La Cruz pitched behind Steven Ridings on Tuesday, went 5 2/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. He did not walk a batter, and he struck out 7 to earn his second win of the season. He won't be in the game that long today. Fastball gets over for a strike. I think Stewart cared for it that much. Too early to use a challenge. Foul ball off to the right. First two challenge games of the series on Friday and Saturday, neither team ran out. That's a real rarity. You go one game without running out. That's surprising. 2-2 pitch. Foul back. Stewart had a nice game yesterday. Correction, 0-for-4. This ball is grounded to third. Tillian taking his time. Gets off a low throw, but Reimer picks it for the out. Two up, two down. So Stewart against De La Cruz in the opening game. Had a couple of hits.
Nice work there by Tillian on a hard hit ball. Knew he had plenty of time. Checked his grip and made a strong throw.
Double clutch didn't cost him an out. Two retired to start the game for De La Cruz, and now he gets the lefty in Cade Hunter, and he comes inside with a changeup or ball one. Hunter, like a lot of Tortugas, hitless yesterday, 0-for-4. Daytona only had 3 hits yesterday. This pitch is outside. In the 7-inning game on Thursday, held to 3 hits. Had 1 hit through 8 innings on Friday. It's a light-hitting team at the moment. Broken back ground ball to Reimer. He'll field it up high, run to the base, beat Hunter there, and that retires the side in order. Successful opening appearance for Felipe De La Cruz. It's the Tortugas 1-2-3.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Welcome back to Clover Park. There's a look at today's starting pitcher for Daytona, Chris McIlvaine, 22-year-old from Columbia, Tennessee, eighth-round pick out of Vanderbilt last year. He's making his seventh start of the year. This is his 11th appearance. It's his second start of this series. Took the loss in the opener. We'll see how long he lasts. Mets lineup. It'll be Jit Williams, Wilfredo Lara, and Junior Tillian to start it off. In the middle three, Reimer, Perozzo, and Hernandez. The one through five don't change in the order. Martinez, DeVincenzo, and McIntosh round it out. See what the Mets have for an encore after slugging four home runs, a season high, in yesterday's game. Jit, not a big part of the hitting yesterday, 0 for 5 from the leadoff spot. And he will take a ball up high. Called strike at 91. Misses outside. Three balls and a strike. Now Williams seems overdue for a walk. He swings at this fastball. Full count. Off pitch, struck him out. Fastball at 91, got it by. McIlvaine comes back from the 3-1 count to retire Williams on the strikeout.
Williams in the middle of a rough go these last couple of games. Went 0 for 2 games in a row. That's just something you're not used to seeing from him. So we expect him to get back in the action today.
Fredo Lara had a couple of quiet games as well. 0 for 4 yesterday, although he did walk in the first inning. Went 0 for 5, 0 for 6 rather, the previous game, the extra inning loss. Fouls one back, this one heading back down to the stands after hitting off the roof. Slider low. That's a good eye. It was right over the middle, but too low.
Definitely been a point of emphasis for Lara as of late. Kind of turned some of his strikeouts into walks. He's done a lot better.
This is the same slider, but too high. So 3-1 to both batters for McIlvaine. fastball foul back, and it's another full count. McIlvain against the Mets this year, making his fourth start. 1-1 record of 4.5 ERA. Early souvenir for that fan. Payoff pitch, and it's a high fastball. Did they get tied up? No. Held up. That's a walk.
Nice job to hold his swing against the high fastball. You mentioned a couple times this series, Adam, about the Mets' propensity to swing at that high heater, but Lara was too smart for that one, guessed correctly, and was able to hold up.
Clearly checked his swing. Kate Hunter didn't think so. So it brings up the man from yesterday, Junior Tillian, as Lara broke towards second but stayed put. Two home runs for Junior yesterday, including a two-run shot that scored Lara in the first inning. First Met this year to hit two home runs in a game. He takes the ball low, two balls, no strikes, and McIlvain has fallen behind all three hitters now. Bounce back to get Williams from a 3-1 count on a strikeout, lost Lara, and now 2-0 on Tillian. McIlvain, he's on a regular rest. It's pitched on Tuesday, now pitching on Sunday, but he just doesn't appear to have the sharp stuff he had on Tuesday. Now Tillian swings 3-0. Fastball at 92, fouls it away. Hardest fastball of the game so far for McIlvain.
He knows he cannot afford to make a mistake to Junior Tillian, especially the way he's been swinging the bat this series.
3-1 pitch, laid it in there for strike two.
It's a well-placed fastball in the inside corner.
Lara on first will be running. All three batters have seen a 3-2 count. 18th pitch of the inning coming for McIlvain. We'll have to wait. Oh, they have Lara picked off. Pino's throw is low. Jorge with the throw back to McIlvain, and he will tag out Lara on the bases, and that is how it ends. So Lara too eager to go. Tillian robbed of a chance to hit with the 3-2 count. You see he's still kind of stumped there at the plate. Well, this is not a great throw by Pino. That was a nice catch. What did the... Oh, that's only the second out. So that's why Tillian... Wake up there, Adam. 3-2 pitch, and now we're going to have the third out, it would appear. Stewart puts it away. So in a quick span, a pickoff and a pop out, and that'll do it for the Mets in the first.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
As expected, Joelmy Ramirez takes over for Felipe De La Cruz in the second. Felipe did his part, started, went 5 2/3. On Tuesday, started this game, went one inning perfect with the strikeout. 15 pitches, 8 strikes, and now Ramirez, who last appeared for the long haul last Sunday in Fort Myers, pitching on a full week of rest, pitching his 11th game and his 7th out of the bullpen. He will be the long man for Gilbert Gomez today. The 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic has pitched well, particularly against Daytona. Ramirez against the Tortugas this season. 3 games, 12 innings, only 2 runs earned with 14 strikeouts. He will face Cam Collier to begin his outing. First round pick, highest round pick from the Reds last year, and Collier sends one back into the seat, strike one. The top 3 draft picks from Cincinnati last year on this team, Collier, Stewart, and Logan Tanner, who is not in the lineup today. Pitch up, ball and a strike. Fastball bloop foul into the stands. Curveball, strike 3. Collier knew it. An opening strikeout for Ramirez. On the hook. Four batters face, 4 batters are tired. Almonte will take a strike. Fastball at 92. I'm sure Ramirez is anxious to shake off his appearance last week in Fort Myers on a Sunday. Didn't have his normal good stuff as he works ahead 0-2 on Almonte. Logged 3 2/3 last Sunday in the fort. 5 hits and 6 runs. Usual 4 walks. This ball misses high. Mets had an early lead in that game as they were seeking the series victory. Fell 8-3. With Ramirez taking the loss. 1-2 pitch is served into center field. The base hit for Almonte. A 1-out single in the second. First hit of the game. A nice piece of hitting just to go down and dig that out.
It was a good pitch by Ramirez on the outside, but Almonte quick with the bat, able to scoop down and get it.
Johnny Ascanio is up. Part-time player has seen more playing time as the series has gone on, and he will foul one away. Ascanio 0-7 in this series. Swings and misses at the fastball at 90. A lot of strikes for Ramirez, 8 out of 10 so far. A high waist pitch, 2-2. Last time Joelmy was here, pitched 5 good innings in relief on a Sunday against Clearwater. He's the Sunday guy. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts against that good lineup. And he gets Ascanio on a foul tip strikeout. The second out of the second inning.
Number 45, first baseman, Yasiel Pino.
Fastball. Right underneath the letters, Ascanio All he could do was tip it into the mitt of Hernandez. Two away. Almonte remains on first. Yasiel Pino is up. And he will foul one back to the net. Pino on Friday night had the go-ahead hit in extra innings. A single to lead off the top of the 10th. Sparked a four-run inning. One pitch, a big bouncer deep to third. That will go foul, though. And another hitter for Ramirez and an 0-2 count. And that's going with their orange jerseys today. They're good in these orange jerseys. Their record 7-7 in the orange jersey. It's their best record of the three jerseys they primarily wear. White and the gray. They're 4-2 in those specialty jerseys. I thought maybe, just maybe, they'd run out the Marvel Defenders of the Diamond jerseys one more time after winning 8-2 in those duds yesterday. 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Hernandez. Mets, St. Lucie teams in the past have worn their Saturday specialty jerseys the next day if the players like them and felt good winning in those. That is not the case.
Of course, plenty more opportunities later in the season.
Oh, yeah.
Lots more specialty jerseys to come.
1-2 pitch is yanked foul off the wall down the left field side.
I was actually just looking today at the 29th. We have Military Appreciation Night. I really like those jerseys coming up. And then the 4th of July celebration on July 3rd, a different set, and those are nice as well.
All will be up for auction in due time. Yesterday's right now. Breaking ball, slowly hit out to Jett. He will charge, throw Reimer picks at first, inning over. Good debut inning for Ramirez coming out of the bullpen. Works around a single, strikes out two, and gets a grounder. Middle of the second, no score on a Sunday afternoon.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jacob Reimer will lead off for the Mets. Yesterday was the second time in just over a week. He got on base five times in a game. Two doubles, two walks, and hit by pitch yesterday. Not as worried after being hit in the arm yesterday, but stayed in the game and did well and gets to play again this afternoon. McIlvain, the breaking ball for a strike on the corner, will make it 1-1.
Yeah, what a trooper, Jacob Reimer. Not only to stay in the game, but to continue to be successful at the plate. Just a terrific job all around.
Lays off this pitch. Another hitter's count. Reimer's on an 8-game hitting streak. That's the second longest streak on the team this year. And the longest active streak. 2-1 pitch is fought off. Yoel Martinez had a 10-gamer earlier this season. Martinez, who's in about 7 today, currently on a 6-game streak. So, streaky player. High fastball. Did he go? He did. Peeled down to Connor Kroll. Said, went too far. Reimer strikes out in his first bid for the 9-game hit streak.
Yeah, this is the right call. It doesn't look like a swing until you realize how far the bat had actually traveled. You know, he does turn his body nearly completely around, even though he doesn't extend his arms. That's going to go down as a swing.
Second strikeout for McIlvain. He gets a pop fly from Perozzo off the roof. Perozzo, a 2-hit, 3-RBI game yesterday, slugged his 3rd home run of the year. All 3 in the last 2 series. Pitch is high.
It was nice to see Perozzo mash one yesterday. Started out with the hottest bat on the team in the beginning of the year before falling off a bit. But he's climbed his average back up to respectable levels in these last couple of weeks.
There's the game note of the day. 9 home runs for the Mets this week, including 2 by Perozzo. The wind blowing out to right today. They got a chance to get double digits this week.
Just a reminder, fans, to chat with us in the crowd zone. We were at Bally Live. We got some activity in the chat, Adam.
Nice.
In fact, one of our fans did some deep research for us. And check this out. It turns out that Blaine McIntosh and Chris McIlvain are actually very familiar with each other. They played on the same travel ball team out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Ground ball to Stewart at third. He retires Perozzo. See, look at the things we can learn when people chat with us. We'll see if McIlvain, I'm guessing, can stay in the game long enough to face off against Blaine, who's batting 9th today. Perozzo down quickly. Well, McIlvain has seemed to straighten himself out after 3 ball counts in the first inning. Now faces Jose Hernandez. He's part of the home run club this week. Socked his first home run and his first hit, period, for St. Lucie on Friday night, breaking a scoreless tie in the 4th inning. And he's ahead 2-0. Three balls, no strikes. That's the announcer's curse, John. So McIlvain straightened himself out. Hasn't thrown a strike since.
The jinx is alive and well.
Hernandez will take ball 4 high. So the second walk issued by McIlvain. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Good inning and 2/3. And Yero Martinez look for his chance to extend hitting streak to 7 games. Did just enough last night. Went 1-for-5, clubbed a double in the 5th inning. Takes this pitch for a ball inside. They seem to like pitching him down there. Knee-high, inner half.
He sees a lot of pitchers in that area. They pour in breaking balls facing him. He tends to swing and miss at those.
1-0 pitch. And there it is, John. Now when they get him about thigh high, middle, then they're in trouble. Because he's got that great uppercut driving swing. He can golf it out. And here he grounds to first. Pino will run it himself to the base. 3 unassisted. And that will end the 2nd inning. No runs for the Mets. No hits. No errors. 1 man stranded. 2 scoreless turned in by McIlvain. We go to the 3rd at Clover Park.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are, and watching on Bally Live. You know what just hit me, John?
What's that?
It's our 32nd home game. It would have been our 33rd if not for the canceled Clearwater game. After today, halfway done with the home slate.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
That's right.
Halfway, can you believe that? It's a great partnership with Bally Live this year. Not going to lie, when we go on the road, I love doing the radio broadcast, but man, I miss this booth, I miss my partner, I miss the chat, I miss the trivia questions, I miss my buddy Phil back there. So this is it for a couple of weeks. We won't be back on Bally Live until June 28th, which is strangely a Wednesday. It'll be a Wednesday through Monday series. That way we can have the fireworks on Monday, July 3rd. Big time pop up by Confidon. Jet Williams struggling. Oh, he made the catch. Woo! Nifty Jet. That was a major league pop out. Waiting and waiting and waiting. There's some wind up there, too. Fight the wind. Ball has some movement. Do the best you can. Great play to confirm out number one. What Ramirez, and he gets Triana to swing and miss. Triana, the number nine hitter for Daytona, went 1-for-4 with the double yesterday. Been in Daytona for a long time now. Was there last year as well. And it's 0-2. Full count. Ramirez misses with the fastball a touch high. 0-2 to 3-2. Ramirez wasting no time. And he gets the strikeout. Tailing fastball at 91. Triana tips it into the mitt of Hernandez. Let's give Jose some credit. That's the second foul tip. He's corralled for a strikeout. Three strikeouts for Ramirez. Two gone in the inning. Back to the top in Jorge. Struck out against De La Cruz to start the day. Slider, strike one. Uh, Fastball fouled off. 1-2. Ramirez done a great job getting ahead of hitters. That's the way to live. High fastball, and Jorge emergency hack. Gets a piece.
Yeah, it's a good job there by Jorge with a late swing. Able to get just enough, stay in the at-bat.
Seen some big swings from Daytona on those two-strike fastballs. There's a full cut. It's fouled back again.
Carlos Jorge, along with many of these Mets hitters in the lineup, doesn't get cheated often. Never afraid to swing hard.
He will ground one over the mound to Williams, waiting in the pie slice. Three outs. Two recorded by Jett in the inning. Out at short. 1-2-3 inning for Ramirez. We go to the home third, still scoreless.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Those are the Sunday brunchers up at the Budweiser Terrace. Good deal. You get brunch. You get you can add on a package of Bloody Marys and mimosas. John, I'm going to hand over the play-by-play to you for the middle three innings. I'd have to go down there and test some of that out. Levi Vicencio flies one foul territory. Pino circling underneath, fighting the wind as well, makes the play.
No better time and place for brunch on a Sunday afternoon. It's a beautiful day. Nice warm breeze we have. 91 degrees at game time.
Best part is no rain.
Yeah, perfect for without moisture. You know, a lot of the humidity got taken up by the rain yesterday. And it's just good feelings all around.
So here are the former travel ball buddies. And McIlvain greets McIntosh with a fastball for strike one. Wayne had that big hit on Thursday night. Two-run single. Building the Mets a 3-0 lead in their eventual 3-0 win. A 1-1 pitch, and he grounds one out to third. Tough play. Stewart barehand makes it. Well done by Sal Stewart at third base. Has to go barehand to beat the speedy McIntosh. Never know how that ball is going to land in the palm.
Beautiful job on a slow bouncer. Very tough to predict, but Stewart reaches out with a strong paw and fires it to first for the out.
I know those third basemen love to go barehand. Show off their skills. So two quick outs by McIlvain. And we go back to the top and Jett Williams. You know what I'd like down there at that brunch? I like those bucket hats. I'm going to find maybe one of those bucket hats they have down there.
Well, you need one on a day like today. Got to get some shade. Shade always a premium in South Florida.
Now look at him. That was a giveaway of some sort. We didn't get the memo, John.
Hey, if you find one, though, get one for me, too.
Okay. Let's see if I can wrangle a couple during the break. 0-2 pitch to Williams, and he will pop one up in foul territory. It's got a chance to stay in play. No, it does not. It's scraping off the backside of the net. McIlvain, he wants to get out of this inning. Chasing all the way over there. He has not given up a hit. A couple of walks, a lot of three-ball counts. But he's fought through it. Look, he comes from a great storied program in Vanderbilt, playing SEC ball, so he's been in tough situations before. Falling behind 3-0, 3-1, not going to bother him that much. Williams with a fly into right towards Almonte. Confidon will take over and make the catch. Williams flies out to center to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for the first time for McIlvain. We've got a pitcher's duel brewing. No runs, only one hit through the first three. John DeStefano will take over play-by-play in the middle three innings.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano, John, joining you on this Sunday afternoon from Clover Park. Pick things up in the top of the fourth inning. Score still tied at zero. Coming to the plate for the Tortugas will be Sal Stewart. It'll be Stewart, Hunter, and Collier for Daytona. Juilme Ramirez starting his fourth inning of work. He's allowed just one hit so far. Back in the second, Ariel Monte hit a single. It's the only base hit in this game so far. 1-0 the count against Stewart. And this one rocketed into right center. That's going to get down into the gap. Stewart on his way to second. The throw comes in. The relay is not in time. And Stewart with a leadoff double.
Number 17, catcher Cade Hunter.
So nice job there by Stewart, taking the first pitch he sees, barreling it into right center. Gets down in the gap. Hustling all the way, cruising into second. And wasn't granted time there when he first jumped off the base. It was actually available to be tagged. Jet Williams caught unprepared there before Stewart jumped back on and then finally was granted time. So the Tortugas, with a man in scoring position and no outs, Cade Hunter at the plate. Ramirez's 0-1 is low. Well blocked there by Hernandez. Count now 1-1 against Hunter. Hunter, the hero, in the second game on Friday. Launched a three-run shot to tie the game in the ninth inning when the Mets were just two outs away from getting a victory. And that challenge will not be upheld. It will stay a ball. So the Mets lose their first challenge. Count 2-1 against Hunter. Maris to the plate, swung on and missed. Hunter straight through a fastball, 91 mile an hour. Mets trying to complete their third series win of the season. Right now up 3-2 on Daytona. That fastball misses high. And Hunter has worked the count full. The payoff pitch. It's fouled sharply away. Hunter turning this into a good at bat. Had himself a nice year. That home run on Friday was his fifth. Another payoff. Another foul. This one will get out of play down the left side. So Hunter, give him a lot of credit. This is the deepest into an at-bat. A Tortugas batter has gone. Ramirez about to throw his eighth pitch. That is high for ball four. So the first two reach base in the inning for Daytona. Man on first and second now. Still nobody out. And the Tortugas with the table set for Cam Collier. Collier, another dangerous hitter in the heart of this Tortugas lineup. Batting cleanup today. As well he should. Four home runs on the year. He's driven in 23. And he takes the first pitch he sees. Grounded towards Reimer. Over to Williams for the first out. Back to first. And a double play. Well turned there by the Mets. 3-6-1 it goes down. As Ramirez over to cover for Reimer. Great job by the Mets. Right side of the infield. Give Ramirez credit for the cover as well for the twin killing, but not out of the inning yet. Stewart made his way to third on the play, and Ariel Almonte will take his place in the batter's box. Takes the first pitch he sees and sends it out of the stadium. Monte, a light hitter, 207 on the year, does have three home runs. That one just missed for Ramirez, count 1-1. So the Mets benefit from a big double play turn, started by Reimer, finished by Williams. Still one out left to get here in the bottom of the, excuse me, the top of the fourth. As Almonte swings straight through a fastball. Count now 1-2. And that fastball is high and away. Count even. Ramirez looking to get the Mets out of the inning. Foul tip, strike three, squeezed by Hernandez. And Ramirez shakes off the first two men reaching base to erase a run, two runners and a double play and gets the final strikeout to end the inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth, still tied at zero.
Those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better.
At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Wilfredo Lara leads things off for the Mets. We begin the bottom of the fourth. It'll be Lara, Tillian, and then Jacob Reimer. No one hotter in the St. Lucie lineup this week than young Jacob. Chris McIlvain begins his fourth inning of work. And at times, he has been lights out this season. Came into this game with 10 appearances. Four of those came without allowing an earned run through three or more innings. He's well on his way to another if he can continue to keep the Mets off the board. And now has Lara on a 1-1 count. Lara, most dangerous hitter in the Mets lineup right now. Done very well in the absence of the Mets' big bopper, Carlos Dominguez. Of course, the FSL home run champ last year. Lara leading the team with six. Swing through a breaking ball there. The count even again at 2-2. Pitch. That's foul tipped into the mitt. Lara down on strikes.
Number 18, third baseman, Junior Tillian.
Another good pitch from McIlvain. He has been going very well today against this St. Lucie lineup. Struck out four so far. Junior Tillian at the plate. Fresh off his biggest game of the year. Two home runs yesterday. Hits this one back up the middle. Gloved by Ascanio on to first. The second out. Tillian quickly gone. And up comes Jacob Reimer. As Adam mentioned earlier, the last player in this St. Lucie lineup you want to face right now. Swinging the best bat on the team. Got on base five times yesterday. That's the second time he's done that this year. Struck out in his first at bat two innings ago. And looking to turn an eight-game hitting streak into nine. The 2-0 from McIlvain. And that one slapped back up the middle. It's falling fast, but scooped off of his shoe tops by Ariel Almonte for the third out. A nice running catch. He got a late jump, but recovered well. Was able to make the put out in center field. Goose eggs on the scoreboard through four. We'll come back to the top of the fifth.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers,
or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
What a pitching performance we have right now at Clover Park. Joel Ramirez pitching in the top of the fifth. He's allowed just two hits so far. He'll face Ascanio, Pino, and Yerlin Confidant. Ascanio and Pino. Ascanio batting 258 on the season. As he fouls that one, oh, pitch back. Count 0-2. Has seen increased playing time as we've gone on in this series. Came in as a pinch hitter in the second game on Friday. Has played in all three games since. O-2 from Ramirez. It's high and away for ball one. Both pitchers making great use of the fastball, trying to use them to get strikeouts. As that breaking pitch just misses the outside corner, count even at 2-2. And that fastball also high. So three straight misses for Ramirez. He tries to keep the base paths empty. Something he had done largely up until last inning. Was able to work around a double and a walk. This one sharply hit and passed Reimer down the line. That's a fair ball. Ascanio digging for second. Now making the turn. And he will hold up at second. As Martinez had a little bit of trouble in it in the corner. And was able to get it in on time. Keep Pino at second. But the Tortugas Ascanio at second. The Tortugas with the second straight inning with a leadoff double. So threatening once again. Now Pino at the plate. He fouls that one off his ankle. Looks to be okay. You know, another light hitter near the bottom of the order. Batting seventh today. Ramirez checks on Ascanio. Now delivers. This one hit in the air. Going back for it is Lara, who makes the catch. Ascanio will tag from second and cruise easily into third. So with one gone in the top of the fifth, the Tortugas, with the first run of the game, 90 feet away. That'll send Yerlin Confidon to the plate. Popped up to short in his first at bat, back in the third. Takes the first pitch for a called strike. Entire Mets infield drawn in. And this one slapped towards the gap in left center. That's going to get down. In comes Ascanio to score. Confidant on his way to second, and he will hold up there. And that's the second double of the inning for the Tortugas, but more importantly, they open the scoring and now lead 1-0. That ball absolutely smashed into the gap. Great swing there by Confidant. And now ninth batter, Michelle Triana. Trying to keep this thing going in the fifth for the Tortugas. Takes the first pitch he sees for a called strike. Heater on the outside corner at 92. Ramirez, after four shutout innings, finally surrenders a run. Has done well so far. And now with two strikes on Triana. See if he can pitch from ahead in the count. The 0-2. This one hit out towards center. Coming on hard is Lara, but he will not get there. It drops in between he and McIntosh. And Triana on with a base hit. Confidant made his way to third. And the Tortugas now with runners at the corner. Still just one out. Silver lining for the Mets, though, is it does open up the double play possibility with man at first. Top of the order for Daytona. Carlos Jorge at the plate. 0-2 on the day. He hits this one high in the air down the right side. This will get out of play. Jorge, plenty of power. You can see it right there. That one hit a long way. Jorge slugging .459 on the season. Gets on base at a .390 clip. Really terrific numbers for him. Ramirez 0-1. Jorge swings straight through a fastball, 93 miles an hour, straight down the middle. So Ramirez went right after him last pitch. Let's see what he has in store with his 0-2. Came back with the same fastball, and this one's fouled high and away back. Count stays 0-2. This one's hit high in the air, out towards right. Martinez under it. He makes the catch. Sprinting home is Confidant, and he will make it in there. And the throw went to second. It gets away from Williams. And on his way to third is Jorge on the error.
Number 13, third baseman, Sal Stewart.
Our correction, that was Triana, who had made his way to second from first, and now over to third. So More damage done by the Tortugas. They now lead 2-0. And after being held to just 2 hits through 4, they have 3 hits in the inning. They've scored 2 runs. Sal Stewart at the plate. He hit a double back in the second. He's 1-for-2 on the day. And now time called at third. Looks like there's a discussion with field umpire Connor Crowell. So not sure what the point of contention here is from manager Julio Murillo, but both umpires are going to get together for a conference. So brief pause here at Clover. 2-0 game. Tortugas lead it. Both runs scored this inning on the back of 3 hits. So we still haven't gotten any clarification as to what Murillo's argument is here. You can see him still in discussion with field umpire Connor Crowell. And we await the results. See exactly what's going on. You can see all the Mets players in the field just kind of standing around waiting for action to resume. Of course, no one but the two in discussion know what's going on right now. So while we wait for clarification, it's a good time to remind you to join us in the crowd zone. Of course, if you're watching on Bally Live, take your swing at trivia. We do have a trivia question up. And that is, what current St. Lucie Met has a brother on the current FCL Mets? Your choices are Rylan Thomas, Yarrow Martinez, Miguel Alfonseca, and Joey Lancelotti. So take your swing at trivia and win yourself some Bally Bucks. So discussion over, we can continue, and that pitch gets away from Hernandez. And that will score another run as the throw came in late. Triana scores, and the Tortugas take a 3-0 lead. All 3 runs scored this inning. That pitch was spiked in the dirt. It will go down as a wild one. And now with the base paths empty and 2 outs, Ramirez can pitch a bit more freely, but you know those 3 runs weighing largely on his mind right now. The 2-1. Foul tip right back into the mask. Justin Hopkins will check on Jose Hernandez, make sure he's okay. That one came right back into the face bars of the mask. Of course, catchers, a different breed. They don't wear that protection for nothing. They're tough guys. Take a few hits and keep on ticking. This one looked like it also caught a piece. Count at 3-2. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Well, foul tipped into the mitt. Strike 3. Stewart goes down, but not before 3 huge runs cross the plate for Daytona. They get 3 hits in the inning and benefit from a wild pitch as well to take a 3-0 lead at the bottom of the 5th.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight, every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano on this Sunday afternoon at Clover Park. New pitcher on the mound for Daytona. It's Frander Arangarin. Chris McElvain's day is done. Exits after four innings pitched, allowing no hits, no runs. Walk two and struck out three. Terrific bounce-back performance from McElvain. They'll hand it over to Arangarin. We got our first look at Frander earlier in this series. In fact, back on June 6th, he pitched two innings, was touched up for two runs on three hits, though he did strike out three. This now his sixth appearance of the season. That one hit in the hole, through for a base hit. Peroso on board with a leadoff single.
Number 22, catcher,
Mets needing a response here in the bottom of the fifth. Trailing by three after a big top half of the inning by Daytona. Arangarin, an elder statesman for Daytona, 26 years old. Six-two, 190 pounds, born in Caracas, Venezuela. We'll face Jose Hernandez for his second at bat. Drew a walk back in the second. Trying to get the Mets back in this one. This one spiked in the dirt. It bounced over the head of Hunter. He lost it. It leaves the circle. Peroso digging for third after making the turn at second, and he will travel two bases on what I believe will be another wild pitch, as this one came in low and glanced off the glove of Hunter. As it bounces over his head, he never saw it, got behind him, and an alert Vincent Peroso goes all the way to third on the play. So good heads up base running there by Vincent. The Mets try to cut into this lead with a man on third. Breaking ball was outside to Hernandez. Count is 2-1. Arangarin trying to shake off a two-base wild pitch. This one hit back and above the screen. Count is even at 2-2. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Mets looking for their first run of the game. Mets swung on, hit on the ground towards short. The run will score. The throw to first is in time, but the Mets get on the board. Score now 3-1.
Number 30, right fielder, Yarrow Martinez.
Nice work there by Hernandez to hit it on the ground and drive in the run. That'll send Yerwan Martinez to the plate. He grounded out first back in the second. He's 0-1 on the day. Rangarin's 1-0. Swung on and missed. There's that breaking ball low we talked about earlier. That has been a bugaboo all season for Yoel Martinez. 1-1. Big swing and a miss there. Strike two. Rangarin blew the heater right past him at 93. Rangarin wasting no time. The 1-2. And another breaking ball gets Martinez. He goes down for the second time.
Number three, second baseman, Kevin Villavicencio.
They'll send Kevin Villavicencio to the plate. Also 0 for 1 on the day. That was the first pitch straight back. Kevin, a streaky hitter in his own right. He's hit safely in 20 of his last 27 games. That one upstairs for ball one. Rangarin still working quickly. Pours in a fastball on the inside corner that Villavicencio couldn't catch up to. Now Villavicencio will use his timeout. That's already cut into the lead in this inning. Villavicencio trying to start a two-out rally. Hits it on the ground and past Pino at first. Villavicencio is on with a two-out single.
Number 56, left fielder, Blaine McIntosh.
Go back to yesterday. The Mets benefited greatly with the two-out rally. With Blaine McIntosh at the plate. Looking to do something similar here. And McIntosh puts a charge in one towards right. But settling under it is Confidon, and he will make the third out. The Mets do put one across after Vincent Peroso went two bases on the pass ball and then was driven home. 3-1 is the way we will take it to the top of the sixth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
We pick things up in the top of the sixth inning. Daytona leading 3-1. Jeromy Ramirez still out on the mound for the Mets. Trying to shake off a tough inning where he surrendered three runs after going scoreless through the first four. Now quickly ahead of Cade Hunter. 0-2. The Hunter couldn't catch up to the fastball. Hunter will use his timeout. The 0-2. Big swing and a miss. Strike three. Hunter goes down. That's the seventh strikeout of the afternoon for Joel May Ramirez. Despite being touched up for a couple of runs, Ramirez clearly still has his stuff. See how much longer he can stay out there against this tough Tortugas lineup. That pitch was outside, called a ball, but a challenge by the Mets, and they will lose that one. That's their second loss of the day. They have just one remaining. You have to wonder if that's the best spot they could have used that challenge on a nothing and nothing count, the second batter of the inning. 2-0 the count now, as that one upstairs moves it to 3-0. As Ramirez, after a three-pitch strikeout to Hunter, now has fallen behind Collier 3-0. That 90-mile-an-hour fastball gets over for a strike. The 3-1. High and away, ball four. Collier works a five-pitch walk.
Number 38, right
fielder. So the third inning a row with a base runner for the Tortugas. That brings up Ariel Almonte. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Got a single back in the second. Now looks at a first pitch fastball right over the heart of the plate. Strike one. Collier a small lead away from first. This one hit in the air. Out past first base. Calling for it is Reimer. Now called off by Villavicencio, who cannot make the play. The wind toyed with it for a long time as the ball hung up. And Villavicencio tried to reach out and make a scoop off the grass, but unable to do so. See him calling off Reimer with the better angle, but unable to make the squeeze. Count now 0-2 against Almonte. Pitch high for ball one. Ramirez went back to that high fastball that we've seen so often this afternoon. We'll check Collier at first. Now delivers, and this one stung in the air towards right. It'll get over the head of Martinez and off the wall. Digging for home is Collier. He will score. And the throw not in time. And you will see Almonte standing up at second base. A one-out double, and the Tortugas extend their lead 4-1. This one just crushed out to right field. Martinez made a good throw. This was a closer play at the plate than it originally looked like it would be. But Collier slides in safely. Hernandez on his way back after a conference with Ramirez. The Tortuga is still threatening. Man on second with one out. Johnny Ascanio at the plate. He sends the first pitch he sees a mile high in the air, right behind the plate. And good play there by Hernandez. Had to shield his eyes from the sun. Able to make the squeeze for the second putout. A tough play with the sun way up in the sky still. It's just 1:35 in the afternoon here in South Florida. But after ditching the mask, Hernandez able to track it down. Yasiel Pino back at the plate. He's 0-for-1 on the day. and hits this one high in the air towards the gap in left. Running over for it is McIntosh. He will not get there. It's down. Into score comes Ascanio, and Pino with another double for the Tortugas. They now take a 5-1 lead.
Number 6, center fielder, your lead on the dump.
And after going so well through the first four innings, Ramirez really having a rough go of it in the last two. Ramirez may have thrown his last pitch on his way out, is manager Gilbert Gomez. He will take the ball from Juwilme, who had a good thing going until things started to come apart last inning. The struggles continued into the sixth. The Mets will have a new pitcher when we come back, trailing 5-1.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
New man on the bump for St. Lucie. It's 25-year-old Joey Lancelotti. Added to the team as a free agent last season. Comes in facing Yerlin Confidant. Trying to get things under control for the Mets. After five runs have crossed the plate over the last two innings. Comes in with a man on second. That's Pino. The 1-1 to Confidant is hit high in the air towards right. And under it is Lara. And two players come together as he tried to call off Yerel Martinez. Might have been contact there, but Lara makes the squeeze for the third out of the inning. But two cross the plate for Daytona. They will lead 5-1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back.
The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Gilbert Gomez's team trails by four, bottom of the sixth inning. Jet Williams will lead things off. It'll be Williams, Lara, and Tillian. 1-2-3 for the Mets. Jet fouls that one back. Count is 2-1. Marangarin into his second inning. Missed outside there. The count now 3-1. This one stung in the air, but directly towards Michelle Triana. He'll make the first out. Wood on the ball there from Williams. Not the first hard line drive this Mets lineup has hit today. But nearly all of them have been hit near or directly at an outfielder. Lara takes that first pitch upstairs for ball one. And Lara crushes this one out to left. Don't get used to it. It's not going to stay here. See you later. Wilfredo Lara with a solo shot, cutting this lead down to 5-2. And the Mets just not going away yet in this game. Not if Wilfredo Lara has anything to say about it. Team leader in home runs. Clobbers his seventh. Takes the first pitch he sees, deposits it over the left field fence. The Mets trailing by three as Tillian watches that one fly directly over his head. Can't think that was intentional from Marangarin still. Murmurs drawn from both the Mets dugout and the crowd. Count 2-0 against Junior. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Great looking pitch there from Marangarin. That slider, when he's got it working, is lethal. Marangarin working quickly, misses with that slider outside for ball three. One thing about Frazier, he does not use much of his pitch clock. He's very quick to the plate. He misses downstairs for ball four. Three straight sliders.
Number 25, first baseman,
Tillian on
Reimer.
With a walk. That'll send hot-hitting Jacob Reimer to the plate. That's still with their work cut out for them, trailing by three. Much more palatable after the Lara home run. Slider gets over for a called strike. It looked like Tillian was going to break from first. He held up, though. Count now 1-1. Tortuga's opened up a four-run lead. Mets trying to claw their way back from it. As that breaking pitch just touches the outside corner. 1-2 against Reimer. Pitch pitch, swung on, and bounced towards third. The turn at second, the throw is in time. Great double play turned there by the Tortugas to get Arangaran out of the inning with limited damage, but the Mets cut into the lead on the back of a home run by Wilfredo Lara. We will go to the stretch. The score, 5-2.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
I found the hats. I found the brunch hats. I dipped into the stash. Got the brunch hat, sunglasses, Sunday red polo like Tiger Woods, just having a grand old time. John, great job over the three innings. I left you alone, and what happened? Offensive game broke out.
Yeah, we were in a pitcher's duel until, well, the Tortugas really broke out their bats in the fifth and sixth inning. Mets have done their best to keep pace, but trail by three right now. So still with their work cut out for them.
See, I went over the hat with the headset. You went under.
Different strokes.
Different strokes, different folks. I did not go to the brunch, and I did not drink a mimosa. I behaved myself. Professionals here. Fly ball from Triana into shallow center. Long run for Lahr. He's got it. And Lancelotti has the first out of the seventh. So we're at 5-2. Daytona's offense breaking out against Joelmy Ramirez. Let's again have a look at the easy pop out from Triana. Let's go back to the top of the lineup. So Joelmy Ramirez entered his last game last Sunday, the league leader in ERA with 2.95. In his last two games now, 8 1/3 innings, 12 hits, 10 earned runs with 6 walks. So he is scuffled, to say the least, on the last couple of Sundays. His ERA, hard to see through the sunglasses, is now 4.31. So he's got the stuff, but unfortunately it's two Sundays in a row that it's got away from him. So now the Mets will need a late-game comeback. Jorge, a sack fly last time up. We'll take this 2-1 pitch for a strike. Lancelotti got the last out he needed as this strike call has been challenged and lost by Jorge.
The count is 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Pitch a strike by ABS Standards. Check swing, and he held up. John, did we have any challenges when I was gone?
We did. The Mets are 0-2 on their challenges. They have one remaining.
Oh, boy. Hitter challenges or pitcher catcher challenges?
Both pitcher-catcher challenges.
3-2 coming to Jorge, and he will take ball four. So despite losing a challenge in that plate appearance, he draws a one-out walk. Mets are seeking their second series win of the year. They entered a series on a Sunday afternoon 2 weeks ago, tied 2-2 with Clearwater, won that Sunday battle in extra innings. They led a series 3-2 over Fort Myers last Sunday, lost that game 8-3. They enter this Sunday with a 3-2 series lead, trailing 5-2. As this pitch is a strike to Sal Stewart, so some work to go for the Mets if they want to avoid back-to-back series splits. Safe. Well, it was close. Jorge back in ahead of the Reimer tag. Ball fouled back. Stewart, the double he hit in his second at-bat, was his seventh of the season. Two pitch, sharp slider, but nowhere close. And backhand stopped by Hernandez. John, while I was gone, the theme I got from around the ballpark is it's hot. I mean, up here in the booth, of course, we have our nice hats now, but shaded. We got the window open in front and in back. Players in the field, boy, it's a scorcher out there. See in the stands, and one lone fan sitting in the first row. He bailed out. They're all in the upper reaches under the big roof.
Smart to avoid the sun today.
Runner goes. It's fouled away. Jorge took off on the pitch. Stewart is fouled away. There's how he's got the same hat we do. Well, that's why you can sit down there.
Smart man, well equipped. Fans maximizing every inch of the shade provided here by the overhang at Clover Park.
So that guy with the hat, he feels protected. Sit down there next to the Mets dugout. 2-2 pitches lined into deep right field. That will chase Martinez. It will bounce high off the wall and over the wall. That will be a ground rule double. And momentarily a break for the Mets as Jorge, who just scored, will have to go back to third base. Another double from the Tortugas. That's their sixth of the game. And the second for Stewart. It's eighth of the season.
Like you said, he gets a bit unlucky there with that ball finding its way off and over the wall. Probably would have been standing on third with a triple. And Jorge surely would have scored.
And strange that ball climbed up the wall and went over. So infield is in for the Mets, and it's a skip away from Lancelotti, a wild pitch. That's the second time in the game Daytona will score a run on a wild pitch. Jorge in to make it 6-2. And Daytona has now scored in three consecutive innings.
Yeah, both Lancelotti and Ramirez not doing themselves any favors, making things really difficult on Jose Hernandez.
It's Cade Hunter at the plate. The infield will stay in with Stewart now at third. And this ball will bloop into center field for a base hit. 7-2. Stewart scores on the knock by Hunter.
It's been an emphatic statement so far by this Tortugas lineup. Largely held in check yesterday, but now exploding in the middle innings for 7 runs.
There's a foul tip by Triana, or rather Collier. He's 0-2 with the walk. 9 hits for Daytona. just one out in the seventh. A team that was held to three hits yesterday, one hit through eight innings the prior game, and three hits in the game prior to that. So this is a lot like we mentioned yesterday, John. The Mets went up there to Daytona middle of last month, and there were three fairly well-pitched ball games by the Mets, and then three games where Daytona's offense just went to work. You never know when these Tortugas are going to break out. This is their best offensive performance of the week. Ball is yanked foul. And they only had two hits through the first four innings and no runs. So you really do never know when all of a sudden they can turn it on.
Especially the quality of players they bring to bat. Cam Collier in the top 100 in MLB pipeline. I believe he's number 54 at the moment. And some quality players behind him knocking on the doorstep of the top 100.
1-2 pitches, pop foul. Tillian on the run. We'll have to pull up short of the camera well.
So this Tortugas lineup should never be defined by their record, even though they're a sub-500 team. A lot of talent. Like I said, they've really consolidated their power in a handful of players.
Yeah, they have one of the Reds have one of the better farm systems in baseball, and almost a third of their top 30 prospects are here in Daytona. As this ball is fouled away. Of course, a lot of young players, new professionals, so sometimes they might not give you the consistency, but on a day when everything's clicking, yeah, they look like world beaters. So the team that got off to a 5-0 start this year looked like they might be the early runaway team in the league. They lost 18 of 22. Lancelotti, the 2-2 count now. It's fouled back, a changeup. Ground ball could be two. Jet goes to second. Viva Sencio's jump throw to first is off the mark. Collier hustling through the base. Beats out any double play try.
Yeah, really tough turn here for Viva Sencio. Would actually like to see Jet throw this one underhand, make it an easier turn for him. But either way, it would have been a difficult task to get Collier down at first.
Goes down as a fielder's choice in the scorebook. Hunter out at second, Collier on first, and Ken Knutson will make his way out for a mound visit. While that takes place, I suppose we should answer the trivia question on the Bally Live app. Which Mets player has a brother who currently plays on the Complex League team and could be a St. Lucie Met in short time? Ryland Thomas, Yerel Martinez, Miguel Alfonseca, Joey Lancelotti. If you answered Miguel Alfonseca, congrats to you in winning some Bally Bucks. Miguel has a brother, Angel, who pitches for the FCL team. He's made one appearance this season so far as the FCL campaign got underway earlier in the week. We wish those guys the best of luck. Of course, they are the future St. Lucie Mets. So the better they do, the better the future is for the St. Lucie Mets. And maybe, who knows, maybe Miguel and Angel will be pitching on the same squad. Mound visit is over. Pitch is high to Ariel Almonte.
That would be something, wouldn't it? It's always exciting to see familial relations on the same team, especially when a pair of brothers. Really unfortunate that they can't take the field at the same time.
What happens if they pitch like back-to-back eighth and ninth innings, closing out a one-run lead?
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Two-oh pitch, breaking ball, Good one to Almonte. Been a long inning for Lancelotti. Actually started off with the flyout. Walk, double, single. He got the ground ball out from Collier. And he gets the strikeout of Almonte. And that will finish off the top of the seventh inning. But two more runs for the Tortugas on two hits, no errors, and one left aboard. Daytona has broken things open at the seventh inning stretch. Mets looking for a late comeback.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Third inning of work for Franger Aaron Gurren.
Best tailgate.
And the first pitch he throws is pop foul by Perozzo. And Perozzo, that bat might have almost slipped. So he will grab some sticky stuff. Now the Mets running out of time here, trailing 7-2. Their largest deficit overcome in a game this year is two runs. They did it twice in the same game against Fort Myers last week on a Saturday night. As Perozzo swings and misses over the top of a pitch. This one, a sharp one-hopper, but right out to Jorge. And he retires Perozzo. One up, one down for Aaron Gurren.
That one very similar to the single hit by Perozzo a couple innings ago. This one directly at the second baseman.
Yeah, 5 feet left to right. He probably has another hit. That was well struck. There's Hernandez. Drove in a run last time up on a ground out. Pretty good himself to drive in here as he takes a called strike one. Mets have scored in consecutive innings. Just single runs. Well, it's been multiple runs for the last three for Daytona. Ball has been called, a challenge by Daytona, and a strike. So Cade Hunter nabs a strike call. 0-2, and it's fouled back.
What a grab there by a young fan.
On the ricochet?
Off the ricochet, barehanded. Just terrific.
All right. See you, kid. Sign him up. Ground ball, hard hit up the middle. Jose Hernandez with his second hit of his St. Lucie career. A one out knock. The Mets' fourth hit of the game. Two well struck balls. Two Mets batters.
Hey, that's not quite out of this one yet. Time's starting to tick down on St. Lucie, but with a base runner in the inning, anything is possible. Yermel Martinez at the plate.
Well, the fact they've hit now 10 home runs in this series gives them the opening. A couple more of those, and all of a sudden it's a different-looking score.
Of course, you can't help but think of all the success Martinez has already had this season against Daytona.
Fouls one away here. It's been a tough afternoon to this point with the ground out and a bad strikeout. Also has had to run a long ways in right field tracking down extra base hits. One, he's in front of the changeup for strike two. He's had a tough time laying off that off-speed out shin high inside, where he can't quite get those long arms to get a hit down there. Pitches up 2-2. From the dirt, good block by Hunter that will keep Hernandez at first, and a full count on Martinez. Hernandez on the 3-2, not running, pitches outside for ball four. Back-to-back base runners for the Mets on a single and a walk. Martinez will shed all his equipment and take his base for the first time this afternoon.
It's a nice at-bat put together by Martinez, one he really needed, one the Mets could certainly use right now as they try to put together base runners, try and cut into this lead.
We will have a mound visit. Willie Blair, a pitching coach, heading out. Steve Asensio, as he gets ready to bat with the hit already today, has now had a hit in 21 of his last 28 games. A very impressive run. Mets next week on the road at the Palm Beach Cardinals. It'll be the second time for the Mets and the Cardinals this year. Palm Beach leads that season series 4-2. Won the first four against the Mets here at Clover Park from May 16th through the 19th, and the Mets won on the 20th and 21st, starting their weekend streak of five consecutive wins on the weekend. It's in jeopardy now. Daytona, meanwhile, will go back home. It's been a long couple of weeks on the road for them. They went 2-4 last week against Palm Beach down at Roger Dean. 2-3 against the Mets this week. They will play Jupiter, so we stay in the division. First pitch out of the mound visit is a fast strike at the knees. Oh, 1 bouncer, good block. So both these teams, they are out of the contention in the East Division in the first half with now 10 games to go once this is completed, but both will have their say. Mets play Palm Beach and Jupiter. And then Daytona plays Jupiter, not sure who after, but big series for both next week, trying to play spoiler. There's a scenario next week where Palm Beach plays well. They have the opportunity to clinch at home. The Mets watching. That's a goal. Should be a goal for the Mets, not to let Palm Beach clinch on their watch. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. A big cut from Vivasencio. And time is called by Kevin. A 2-strike count. Fastball missed. Patient take, no challenge. Daytona's got all three left.
Yeah, really good eye there by Villavicencio. I thought that one too close to take.
Three, two coming. Breaking ball, hammered to third, foul. Pounded into the dirt, but plenty to the left of the third base bag. Ground out there by Triana. Oh, a miss.
You do have to trust Villavicencio's judgment, though, at the plate. He's been such a terrific batter this year for St. Lucie. Leading all qualifiers in the team. A 289 average.
Aaron Guerin's 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Villavicencio down to a knee. He thought he might have hit that enough to knock it out of the mitt, but no. And a big strikeout for Aaron Guerin to avoid a base-loaded situation. I think it would have been ball four. ABS has liked that low pitch in this series. That was a tough one to take, though. So swings and misses, a good pitch, and it looked like that might do it for Aaron Guerin. He won't stick around to face McIntosh as manager Julio Murillo is coming out for Daytona to make the pitching change. When we return, Blaine McIntosh bats with two on and two outs. Mets down by five in the seventh.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And watching on Bally Live for one last time until June 28th, there's Joseph Menifee, the new pitcher for Daytona. He'll face Blaine McIntosh with two outs. Looking to clean up the couple on base. Hernandez on second, Martinez on first, both reaching on a walk and a single and a walk, respectively. McIntosh up for the third time. Swings and misses at the lefty Menifee's first offer. John, I was watching the game down below on TV. You were doing a great job, and McIntosh slugged a ball deep right field off the bat, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's a game-tying home run, especially with the wind. It was back in the fifth inning. Flew out to deep right. Kate Hunter just challenged that ball call. He lost it. First loss challenge of the game for the Tortugas. So it remains a ball and a strike count. McIntosh cannot hold up.
McIntosh looking to put that same kind of swing. A little over anxious on that last one.
And if he bounces this ball. We see a lot of lefty relievers in this league coming with that high three-quarter arm slot. Menifee, he's almost straight over the top. He's a 20th-round pick last year out of Texas A&M, so the last draft pick by Cincinnati. Pitch just missed. That's a great take. Full count. Hunter not willing to risk another challenge.
Yeah, both he and pitcher Zach Maxwell, who has a very different delivery, ends up a similar slot. They come over right around the 12 o'clock hour.
McIntosh uses his timeout but never actually leaves the box. Runners will be going 3-2. Big pitch coming here as the Mets try to come back. It's in the dirt. And Menifee not too pleased. McIntosh will take the walk to load him up for Jet Williams. Jet mired in a mini slump here. Seemed like he was really coming out of it last weekend in Fort Myers. Going on three games now without a hit. Overdue. Trying to get the Mets back into this game. For three with a sharp line out last time up. He will take a fastball for a strike at 89.
I think that's the play against Williams. You have to start him off with a strike. You don't want to fall behind. He does very well when he's ahead.
0-1. That's a foul ball. Almost a double hit. Now it's nothing in two. And Williams will use his time.
And if he's done good work to get ahead, trying to finish off the Mets in the bottom of the seventh.
0-2 pitch, and Williams gets enough. Mets have not hit a grand slam this season. Hit 10 home runs this series, most in any series so far this year. Menifee's 0-2, lined out of play. Breaking ball at 78.
Good defensive swing there by Williams. Looked like that one was going to catch the outside corner.
Outside. A waste pitch. Williams not tempted. Ground ball, foul. Now Jet putting up a good fight here.
And he knows he just missed that last one. He was sitting on a breaking ball, got it, swung just a bit early.
Quickly down on the count, 0-2. Just fouled away a couple, taking a ball. Staying in the at-bat. Menifee comes too far inside, and it's two balls, two strikes. 14 pitches in this inning for Menifee, looking just for one out. Breaking ball for a called third strike, and Jet's going to challenge this. I feel like you have to. It is strike three. That to me, worth the challenge. Even though it's the last one, with a big hook from Menifee. Only with Jet, you know, he's not a tall guy, thought that might have been ball three. What a great pitch, though, by Menifee. He leaves the bases loaded. Mets miss out on a chance to get closer. Through seven, it's 7-2 Daytona.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Q
keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Mets in the eighth inning, Bailey Reed. This will be his St. Lucie debut. Reed signed originally by the Chicago Cubs to a minor league deal way back in 2020. He was released by the Cubs from their single-A affiliate South Bend in May after struggling, picked up by the Mets earlier this month. Pitched in one game for the Complex League and now shuffled over to St. Lucie. Let's see what he has. Ascanio is the batter. Fastball misses at 93. It's not often that you get new life when you're released in single A. So it's up to him to see what he can do with it as he gets this fastball be fouled away. This year in South Bend, appeared in six games, only lasted three in a third innings, gave up 10 runs with 10 walks. Again, new life, and now trying to restart his pro career. Fastball fouled away. That should get over the net. Joey Lancelotti, an inning and a third. In relief of Ramirez. Two hits, two runs, a walk and a strikeout. Reed's 2-2. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Good slider. As Ascanio goes down, Bailey Reed begins his St. Lucie career with a swinging K.
Great looking pitch here. Tons of movement. Nice vertical drop.
Well, somebody in the Mets organization thought there was something to work with. We saw a piece of it right there. Pitch at 89, so he takes a little bit off the fastball to Pino. Doubled last time up, drove in a run. He's 1-for-3. Pitch too high at 94. Daytona has hit five doubles in this game, all from innings 3 through 7. Not swing upon appeal. Most doubles allowed by the Mets in a game prior to this one was 4. It was way back on April 20th against Lakeland. Foul tip strike 2.
And yeah, Tortuga's just feasting on extra base hits this afternoon.
2-2 slider swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bailey Reed. Okay.
Can't ask for more than that for a debut for the first two batters.
I like what we're seeing.
So the stuff clearly there for Reed.
Yeah, 94 with a slider like that. That was more of the horizontal break. So the vertical break earlier. Here's Confidon. Ground ball headed out to Villavicencio. Go to first, inning over. A 1-2-3 debut inning for Bailey Reed. Mets running out of time at the plate, though. No bat in the eighth, down five when we return.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano on a hot and sunny Sunday. Hey, no rain today. No delay yesterday, although we did have the tarp on before the game. Get through the weekend unscathed. Fredo Lara homered last time up, his team-high seventh of the season. He will challenge this. He has none left. Jet used the last one on that curveball. Instead, he will use his timeout.
And it's too bad for Lara. I think he would have won that challenge. That one looked missed outside.
You recall on Friday, Mets fans, not a happy recall, as this ball shot up the middle, and that's going to get through. And Jorge just missed it. Not that he would have had to play anyway. So Lara on for the third time. Single, a home run, and a walk. Going to say in the ninth inning, I recall Carlos Jorge using a challenge that Daytona had left in the ninth inning to turn a strike three into a ball three. He took a walk, and then next batter, three on homer, ties the game. So if Daytona didn't have one left, would have been two outs, and Hunter would have not been the tying run at the plate. And the Mets, in all likelihood, at least the win probability skyrockets. So that's the key of keeping a challenge in your back pocket all the way through the game. And for those who didn't see on Bally Live, there was a game last Saturday between the Mets and Fort Myers. Fort Myers burned through their challenges in five innings, and multiple players tried to challenge afterwards, were all denied, and there were some close calls they had to live with. Deep to third base. Here's a throw by Stewart. It's offline. Tillian will reach on an infield hit. Back-to-back singles for the Mets to start the eighth inning. Down by five.
Nice work by Tillian to get a piece of it. Can't place it any better as the ball skips off the third baseline. Tillian on down to first. The first two men on for St. Lucie. This has to be... They have to turn this into runs. I mean, they're down five with two innings to play.
Yeah, can't come up empty in this inning. Reimer fouls one back. So Reimer had the five on base game yesterday. He's 0-for-3 today. His seven-game hitting streak is in jeopardy. Correction, eight-gamer. One pitches outside. We thought he might have had a hit in the fourth. A shoestring catch by Confidon in center. Struck out in the second, hit into a double play ball in the sixth. Curveball too high. Reimer ground ball right side. Jorge will make the scoop and turn. What a pick at first base, or at second base by Ascanio. Can't complete the double play, but, man, he saved an error, and he got a crucial out. Fielding that ball right over the bag on the pick. That was great. Kept the right foot on the bag, just couldn't quite finish it off. No hit for Reimer. Hit streak, in all likelihood, is over. I mean, almost snuck that one into right fields. Could not. So runners at the corners with one out for Perozzo. He takes a changeup high. Strike at the knees at 90, 1-1 on Perozzo, who 1-4-3 with a sharp single today. Came back in the fifth. Ground ball, base hit, right field. Perozzo knocks in a run. Mara scores, and the Mets are within four. It's 7-3. Two-hit game for Perozzo for the second straight day.
And his second straight day with an RBI. Nice work there, hitting that one in the ground towards right. Mets still have just one out, man on first and second. Trying to put together a late rally here. Try and climb back into this.
Batter is Jose Hernandez. He's had a nice game. He's walked. He's driven in a run on a ground out, and he has singles. And he takes a knee-high strike one. Tying run is in the on-deck circle in the dangerous Yarrow Martinez. First Hernandez. 0-1 curveball is fouled back. Slow curve at 74. Two from Menifee in the dirt. Good block by Hunter. He's had quite a few of those today. Another good take. Makes it two balls, two strikes. Mets loaded the bases with two outs in the last inning. Could not score. They've had three reach base the first four batters this inning. And they're definitely giving themselves an opportunity late in this game to come back and win a series. Menifee's 2-2 pitch comes inside for ball three. Reimer on second, Perozzo on first. Not the fleetest of foot. Not imagine the Mets sending runners here. payoff pitch coming, and a reminder to Jose Hernandez, no challenges left. So if it's close, as time is called, pitch timer violation, that will be ball four. Well, that's a way to take a walk. Menifee loses track of the countdown clock. It expires on him, and we don't get the 3-2 pitch.
Yeah, just a mental mistake there for Menifee. Definitely an inopportune spot for it, but the Mets will gladly take bases loaded now with Yoel Martinez, a chance to tie the game with one swing.
And he will take a ball high. Four of his five home runs this year have come against Daytona. He's got one this series. Have to do it the tough way against the lefty. And he takes another pitch out of the zone. He's not over-anxious, clearly. He worked a walk last inning. And he's been content to take those two pitches. Now he tries for the rip. Comes up empty. Home run cut.
He had a good pitch to do it on. Ahead in the count, 2-0. Got a change up on the inside corner. Just swung underneath it.
And he whiffs at this breaking ball down and away, and that makes it a 2-2 count. Menifee's 2-2, too high. We'll have a full count pitch with one out and the bases loaded. Reimer, the lead runner at third. Menifee set. Payoff pitch. Ground ball to first. Off the glove of Pino into shallow right field. One run is in. Perozzo's going to score as well. And the Mets are alive in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 7-5. As that high hop eats up Pino into shallow right. Reimer was in. Rosso not far behind. Hernandez winds up at third. And Martinez the tying run at first base. It's a two-run single for Yoel Martinez. And Willie Blair, the pitching coach, been wearing out a path today. Will come out to the mound again as the Tortugas are on the verge of letting the Mets come back and tie this thing. Three runs in the inning for the Mets. They've now scored in three of the last four. This game was scoreless entering the fifth, and now it's 7-5. He will stay in and pitch against Villavicencio. That's a hit in three tries today.
As the leading batter on the team, definitely the man Gilbert Gomez wants at the plate right now. Doesn't get too over-eager at the plate. Doesn't swing over hard. It's a nice, level, smooth swing. And he'll look to try and get a base hit here.
Menifee's first pitch is hit to second. Could be two. And it is. A clutch double play turned by Ascanio. One pitch after the mound visit. Menifee's out of trouble. And that's big because at worst, the Mets wanted to get that run in from third with one out, make it a one-run game before the ninth. But the double play kills that hope. Mets get three. They made a game of it, but now just one inning to go.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Gilbert Gomez emptying his bullpen ahead of tomorrow's scheduled off day. Gene Calderon will take over, the fourth reliever of the game for the Mets. Bailey Reed in his St. Lucie debut, only one inning, perfect on 11 pitches. We might see him for a second inning, given this small total of pitches thrown, but now it's Calderon pitching for the first time since he pitched in the suspended game, the continuation of it, on Thursday. He came in with the lead, and he did not have the good stuff. Gave up the lead on a two-run homer to Hector Rodriguez. You don't have to worry about Rodriguez now, though. He's not in the game. So Mets have worked hard to make it a two-run contest. DeVincenzo getting to that twin killing, which cut down the rally. So Calderon trying to keep it a two-run game. And throw ball one high to Triana. One-o pitch is grounded foul. Curious to see who Julio Murillo will go with in the ninth inning. Trying to close this game out. Pitch is over for a strike. Don't see anybody in the bullpen at the moment. Know who they'd like to throw. A fella from 2 days ago, Zach Maxwell. Slider inside. Two balls, two strikes on Triana. Calderon, 22 years old, enjoying a nice season. Only 13 innings and 11 games, 3.38 ERA. Hasn't pitched a lot due to weather issues and whatnot. I wonder if that had any effect on him. Last time out. Reset after Martinez had to go get that foul ball. Breaking ball, fouled off the mask of Hernandez. Pop up, that should head to the seats. Oh, nope, just didn't quite have the height for Hernandez to get there.
Triana fouling off some tough pitches in this at bat.
Two pitches ripped foul. Martinez will have to chase down another. Score update from down south at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Palm Beach beat Jupiter 6-1. Palm Beach wins 4 of 6 games and now has built a 3-game lead with 9 to go over Jupiter. It's a crippling loss for the Hammerheads. They could have got within one huge swing game. Another ground ball foul. So the Mets will go down to Palm Beach and play the Cardinals next weekend. Mets are going to have to play really well if they do not want to witness Palm Beach celebrating the division title on their watch. Also be helpful if Daytona lost some games to Jupiter. Guess what happened? Foul ball. Fort Myers beat Clearwater 5-3. That game doesn't amount to anything as Clearwater beat Fort Myers last night to win the West. So congrats to the Threshers, who dominant first half, 50-40-16 now. One of four teams to make the playoffs in the league. Fastball is high, 3-2, and there is a lot of chattering coming from that Daytona dugout as Calderon about to throw his 12th pitch of this at-bat to Triana. This at-bat still going. And it will go a little longer. Dunedin and Bradenton tied at 8 in the top of the ninth. And Tampa trying to seek a 6-game sweep on the road in Lakeland is down 2 in the 7th inning. Thirteenth pitch of the at-bat, about to be delivered by Calderon. And he struck him out. The back foot slider. Long battle won by the Mets reliever.
What a battle it was. 15 pitches.
You know, a good minor league pitcher for Fort Myers years ago told me one of his strategies or his philosophies. He told me, I want to get the batter out in the first three pitches. Said, if I can't do that, pitches 4 through 6 are 50-50, still tilted towards me. Anything beyond 6, the batter's got a pretty good chance to get on base. So for Calderon to end up getting out after 13 pitches, I mean, there's nothing else he could have thrown. Triana had seen it all. Just couldn't quite hold off on that good breaking ball. Jorge's fooled by the same pitch. Jorge from the top spot today is 0-2. Includes a sac fly and a walk. Driven in a run and scored a run. It looked one foul. Makes it 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mets in the bottom of the ninth will have McIntosh, Williams, and Lara. If anybody gets on, Junior Tillian. And maybe one more chance for Jacob Reimer. There's the ball heading towards the press box and in and out. That's usually where social media Rich sits. I see his bag up there, but I don't see him. He must be down below. He's like me. Wisely would close his laptop when he leaves the press box. Ground ball fouled. Another lengthy battle here. And this is 18 pitches into an appearance, and Calderon is still on his second hitter. Jorge lays off, we think, on appeal. He checked. Payoff. Low. Ball four. Jorge wins this battle. A strikeout and a walk. 19 pitches thrown. Two batters. And Calderon, who only needed to get one out in his last appearance, threw a ton of pitches then as well. 21. Giving up a hit, a couple of walks. He will try to pick off Jorge, who dives back in without a tag. Sal Stewart's had a great game at the plate. He's doubled twice, scored once. Part of a crucial two-run seventh inning. That's the difference in the game right now. Jorge goes. Hernandez's throw. Not going to be in time. Villavicencio holds the tag, but Jorge is in there. A walk and a stolen base as an insurance run in scoring position for the Tortugas with one out in the ninth. Fastball gets it by for a strike at 94. Only one slider. Good pitch. Makes it a two-strike count. Another deep count. Two balls, two strikes. Not sure if there's anybody in the Mets bullpen. There has to be. I know Josh is watching. He'll text us as time is called. But when you're entering the mid-20s with the pitch count as a pitcher and you've gotten one out, and teams don't like have their relievers or any pitcher throw more than 30 in an inning. 2-2 pitches poked into right field. On comes Martinez. He can't get there. A base hit for Stewart. A three-hit game for him. And that will send Jorge to third. Runners are at the corners for the Tortugas with one out in the ninth.
This is a nice poke by Stewart. You can see the inexperience of Yero Martinez in right field. If he would have hard charged that, he would have had a good shot to catch that one, but played it in front of him all the way. Didn't want to make a mistake, let the ball get behind him.
Now, Jose Hernandez, the catcher, just looked into the dugout almost as if to summon Ken Knutson, the acting pitching coach, just to give Calderon a breather here. We've had a lot of mound visits from these pitching coaches today. Yeah, I think you're right, John, the way that Martinez came in there. Certainly Jorge, the runner at second, thought the same as you because he was just jogging to third base. If he thought that was going to be a true hit, I think he would have been putting his head down and charging home. So at least for the moment, the Mets have a chance to get out of this with the double play ball. But right now for Calderon, he just needs to get an out quickly. Many long battles at the plate with these Daytona hitters.
Yeah, it's been easier said than done so far this inning. Give them credit. They've really stuck in the at-bats, especially Michelle Triana with the opening at bat, 14, 15 pitches. Calderon was forced to throw. Now he's got runners at the corners.
Batter is Cade Hunter. He's reached twice today on a walk and a single. And this ball will get away from Hernandez, and in comes the insurance run. I have to see that again to make sure it was a wild pitch, if it was the third one of the game. Yep, in the dirt. Wild pitch. So Daytona has a three-run lead, and they've scored three runs on wild pitches. And this is looking like how the Mets played when they were at their nadir in the season. That was actually up in Daytona, and routinely. Runners were coming in from third base on pitches to the backstop. You think about how this game has changed. Mets had a two-run deficit and a runner on third with one out in the eighth, could not score as Villavicencio hit into the double play, and now Calderon has walked a batter, let him steal second, was the third on the single, and scores on a wild pitch. And he drops in a strike to make it 2-1.
It's been a really tough inning for Calderon, but as you mentioned, multiple Mets pitchers need to help their own cause today. Give Jose Hernandez a chance to block. Three runs on three wild pitches. This game would be very different without those.
This could very well be the last pitch that Calderon throws if he does not get it over the plate. Well, Hunter will pop it foul into the stands, though.
Hunter did him a favor there. That one looked like it was going to be high for ball four. Without the threat of the double play ball anymore, Calderon really needs to make a pitch here.
He gets a called third strike. Will we have a challenge by Hunter? Too late. And he says, forget it. He tapped his helmet once, but he realized that he was too far off, and it was too late. So this is a strikeout that will end the appearance for Calderon. At least he ends on a positive note, but Calderon is not going to be very happy with this week, as he only got one out in his first appearance. He only gets two outs in his next appearance. Now he will depart the game. The Mets will have to use a fifth reliever today. We'll see who it is when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
This is how you know the Mets are running out of pitching. They're using Miguel Alfonseca for the third time in this series. And the second time this year the Mets have used a pitcher three times in a six-game series. The other was actually against Daytona as well on the road, Luke Bartnicki. He tried to squeeze an appearance out of Luke on a Sunday afternoon, the one-run lead, and he just didn't look like he had much in the tank. Good news for Alfonseca is he just needs to get one out and maybe a chance for minor redemption after what unfolded against him on Friday night. This ball is fouled away. Or strike one. Miguel took over in the ninth inning with a 3-0 lead on Friday. Couldn't hold it. Gave up a 3-run homer to Hunter. Mets would end up losing 7-3 in extras. Prior, he came into a one-run game in the ninth inning on Tuesday. After walking a batter and giving up a single with one out, he turned a double play. Got one turned to end it. So he's in the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in his two appearances this series. misses outside. One pitch is fouled away. And that wind might blow that back in play. No. Tillian was right there, but far side of the net. 2-2. So Alfonseca, you know, he started last year with the St. Lucie Mets, and that was an extremely tough pitching staff to break through on out of camp. He didn't stick. He was demoted quite early after being unsuccessful, came back at the end of the year. Started this year, had an injury stint, it's been up and down, and it's time for him to get going. Has a chance to dominate in this league. Haven't seen it yet, but it's about time. Halfway into this year. 3-2 pitch coming to Collier, and he will hit it up the middle and through for a base hit. Absolute smoke. Here comes the run to the plate. No, it's sent back on a good throw in by Lara. That's how hard that ball was smashed by Collier. It gets out to Lara quickly, and Stewart couldn't even think about going home.
No, that's exactly what happened. Lara just uncorks one from center field on a bounce. It would have gotten Stewart easily.
So a hit that doesn't score a run. This inning continues. Two hits and a walk and one run in the inning. Almonte comes up. He's 2-for-4. All or nothing. Double and a single. The other side, two strikeouts. He takes this pitch for a strike. Pitch fouled back, nothing in two. Single by Collier up the middle. How about 108 miles an hour? And Alfonseca's lucky he wasn't struck by it. Williams runs it himself to the base. Fielder's choice, ground out. And that will put an end to the top of the ninth inning. Big run scores from Daytona on the wild pitch. The Tortugas will carry a three-run lead to the last half of the ninth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Easton Sikorsky is trying to close this game out for Daytona. As you look around the Mets organization and the FSL, like a crazy one for Hudson Valley and rather Lehigh Valley and Syracuse. 8-8 just in the sixth inning. Mets trying to win a series in Pittsburgh, down one in the rubber match. Or Binghamton on the road for two straight weeks. 5:15. Getaway game day. Yuck. No, the Mets have to deal with it when they go to Daytona. The mercy of the home team with the scheduling. Now here's Sikorsky. He closed out the victory for Daytona in the suspended game, which was also a 7-5 score, though it was not without its difficulties. Got double plays to end the 8th and 9th innings. Mets had loaded the bases, down a run in the 8th, and he got the 4-3 double play out the bat of Tillian to escape with the lead. Here he's fallen behind McIntosh, 2-1. Lane worked a walk back in the 7th. That loaded the bases at the time, down 5. Mets couldn't score. McIntosh, big bouncer. Stewart, off-balance throw. Good stretch by Pino, and McIntosh is out.
Number 4, shortstop, Jet Williams.
One down in the bottom of the 9th. That point, upon catching that ball, Stewart's just got to get rid of it and hope that his first baseman has the range, which he did. And an error-free game by Daytona. Deep foul ball hit by Williams. Now Jet trying to leave Clover Park on a positive note. He's scuffled. He went 0-5 yesterday, 0-4 today. Hasn't had a hit in 3 games. Takes this pitch low. Menifee went an inning and a third. 4 hits, 3 runs, a couple of walks, and a strikeout. He was teetering on the brink there in the 8th inning until he got the double play to get out of trouble. As Williams looks at one right down the pipe for strike 2. Pitch outside. Check swing. No.
Very tight from Connor Crowell in the field. I was convinced he went around, but my decision does not matter.
That seemed like a true 50-50. There's a full swinging strikeout. Williams down on strikes for the 3rd time today. And the Mets are down to their last out. And it's their players had the best game. As you get another look at Sikorsky in the reach for strike 3. Lara, homer and a walk, and his homer and a single in his last 2 at-bats. He's also thrown in a walk. And he takes this pitch inside. One-oh, grounded to third. Stewart with the chance to end the game, and he will with the perfect strike across the diamond. Easton Sikorsky closes out the series with a 1-2-3 bottom of the 9th, and it's a series split for the Tortugas. They win the finale 8-5, spoiling the Mets' hopes of winning consecutive home series. And for the 2nd straight Sunday, the Mets have a chance to win on the final day of a series, to win a series, and they come up short. It was 8-3 last week at Fort Myers, and it's 8-5 this week against Daytona. Series that the Mets will believe they should have won as they lost games with a 4-run lead and a 3-run lead. And here, Daytona never trailed once going up by 3 runs in the 5th inning. Daytona's best game of the series was its last. Winning pitcher is Franger Aaron Gurren. Losing pitcher is Joelmy Ramirez. Sikorsky with his 2nd save of this series. Mets will drop to 19-37 on the season. Daytona improves to 24-33. These 2 teams still have 12 more games against each other. 6 in Daytona at the start of August, and then 6 more here at Clover Park the last week of the season. So the Mets still have some opportunity to turn their series season series around against Daytona. The Tortugas have won 11 of the first 15. We'll pause and take a break here on Bally Live. Come back with the postgame show to wrap up Daytona's 8-5 Sunday victory.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are... As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano with you from high atop the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth. See the Tortugas relievers trickling out from the left field gate and their bullpen as they will head on home up to Daytona. Long 2 weeks on the road for the Tortugas. They end up going 5-7. On the 12-game trip. Here's a look at the highlights from today's game. It'll be probably heavily on Daytona as Mets run themselves out of the first inning. Jet Williams makes a tricky pop-up catch here as this game remained scoreless through four innings. We were moving right along, had a pitcher's duel to start, and as McIntosh is bested there by a good throw by Stewart. Cam Collier hits into a double play. It was first and second, nobody out at that stage in the game in the fourth inning. The Mets got out of the inning unscathed, but then the double barrage started against Ramirez. And Daytona ended up with three runs in the fifth inning. Mets get a run back in the bottom of the fifth. That was a two-base wild pitch. As Perozo goes first to third, and then he is brought in by Hernandez on a ground out. That made it 3-1 through five innings. And Almonte digs one out for a long double. Sticks into the bottom of the wall. That's a pretty impressive piece of hitting. That ball is almost in the dirt. And he knocks it nearly out of the ballpark. Good attempt there, but Collier slides in safely. There's Pino. He hits a long fly ball to left field. That will get down for an extra base hit. That was almost like a one-handed hit. Two more runs in the sixth inning for Daytona. Willard did his best. A home run, a solo shot. That made it 5-2. Stock close. Super fan. He loves it. Out there in the berm. We're out there in the boardwalk. Mets, though, there's a double play. Hit and two by Reimer, who saw the end of his eight-game hitting streak. There was some clutch pitching by Daytona at times. And he tried to give up the lead at times as well. Mets got closer. They got it to within 7-5 on this play right here. High hop. Pino couldn't handle it. Two score on the play. So the Mets had runners at the corners. One out. Down two in the eighth inning. And here is the double play ball hit into by Villavicencio as Scagno had a good series defensively. Turns two there. That was essentially it. And Daytona added a run in the ninth, and then a 1-2-3 inning by Sikorsky in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the final out of the game. recorded by Sal Stewart. So, Mets miss out on a chance to have a series win, but improvement over Daytona. Daytona rolled into the series with two series victories over the Mets already and an 8-1 record against St. Lucie. So it's 3-3. The Mets get the split, but John, I'm sure the Mets will, if you talk to them in the clubhouse today, they'll feel like they should have won 5 of 6.
Yeah, and it's tough to not feel like that. You know, when they looked like they were in control of this series coming into today, you knew all they had to do was come in and throw strikes. Unfortunately, they gave up runs in the 5, 6th, and 7th, and those, we already know, those middle innings have been really tough on the Mets this year. The 4th and 5th, or excuse me, the 5th and 6th innings have where most teams have done most of their damage. And of course, unless you've been perfect through those innings, that's usually when you get about to be the third time through the order facing a starting pitcher, and that's where the wheels generally start to come off for the Mets. So they're going to have to get that tightened up. It's going to be a tough series next week again, Palm Beach, and they really want to gain momentum for the start of the new half that's coming up in just a week and a half.
Today was a rare weekend loss for the Mets. They had finished series so strong, but it just looked like the team was exhausted today, as maybe the pitching, which had been overloaded earlier in the week with some rain issues. Looks like the Mets, those guys might have been tired as they had to roll through 5 separate relievers today. So they all will definitely appreciate and enjoy tomorrow's scheduled off day. And then, like John said, we will be on the road to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for the next 2 weeks. First up is a 6-game series against the Palm Beach Cardinals, who will be trying to close out the East Division in the first half. The Mets will try to avoid being on the other side of that. And then Jupiter for the next week to follow, with the first three games, that series being the first half, the final three games starting the second half. We won't be back on the air on Bally Live until June 28th on a Wednesday night against the Dunedin Blue Jays, a rematch of last year's FSL Championship Series. So we appreciate you watching on Bally Live this week, but we are on the road for the next couple. A reminder, we will be on the radio, stluciemets.com, internet broadcasting. John DiStefano will be with me on the road for a few games, so that'll be fun. We'll get official scorer Bill, cameraman Josh in there as well. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Clover Park. Daytona wins the series finale 8-5 over the Mets. For John DiStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.